Good morning. High pressure continues to build in from the Great Lakes, but we're still under the influence of that large upper-level storm that has been with us for the better part of the week. As a result, with the storm over the Maritimes, we'll continue with that persistent northwesterly wind flow. It'll be lighter than recent days, and with more sunshine, it'll feel more comfortable outside, and temperatures will manage to reach into the upper 60s and lower 70s on average. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, back into the 40s to around 50. A warm front will head in our direction tomorrow. Along with the front, warmer and increasingly more humid air will be the result. However, that front may not get through all of interior New York and New England. Along the front, skies will be partly cloudy, and we run the risk of showers and thunderstorms. Where we do see the humidity increase, primarily along the southern tier of New York, from about I-88 south and east into the Hudson Valley and southern New England, we could see some of the storms grow to severe limits with gusty winds and hail. Other locations on the cooler side of the front will see showers and thunderstorms below severe limits. On average, temperatures will be in the 70s to around 80. On Sunday, behind this system, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cooler as a cold front passes by. We will run the risk of a passing shower, but highs will be back down to around 70, and then in the 60s again on Monday with a stiff northwest breeze. We'll have a rebound through the middle of next week. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll have dry weather with plenty of sunshine, highs starting out in the mid-70s Tuesday and climbing back to 80 by Thursday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of central and eastern Montana, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over the upper Midwest. Strong heating is expected to occur in the Midwest, and dew points in the mid to upper 60s will contribute to strong instability developing by this afternoon. As mid-level wind energy, initially near the Minnesota-Dakota's border, shifts east during the day, thunderstorms are expected to develop in advance of a cold front over central Minnesota and northern Wisconsin. Deep layer shear of 30 to 35 knots, combined with the magnitude of instability, will result in a severe wind and hail threat with the initial development. A fairly rapid transition to a southeast-moving linear mesoscale convective system is expected later today, with damaging winds becoming the dominant severe weather threat. Some tornado risk will also exist, especially with the storms near the warm front. And in Montana, instability combined with strengthening wind flow aloft will result in 50 to 60 knots of deep layer shear. This suggests supercells are possible with very large hail. Damaging winds will also pose a risk, and a tornado or two cannot be ruled out. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 28 degrees with a northwest wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 39, 71% relative humidity. A west wind at 6 miles per hour and the barometer at 29.94 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs near 70. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 58, that's 8 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.50 inches for the month, which is 32 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 12.26 inches for the year, which is 3.70 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 7 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 13, that's 15 below normal, and 5,429 for the season, which is 1,227 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 55, the record high 96 set in 2008, and the record low 36 in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, still a bit breezy, but milder today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and a bit breezy today, milder though with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today, milder with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy but a bit milder today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, a bit breezy today, but milder, with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, some on the stronger side, in the 70s to around 80. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cooler Sunday with a passing shower near 70. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cool Monday, upper 60s. And partly sunny on Tuesday, mostly sunny Wednesday, and a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, highs climbing through the 70s and toward 80. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.